Thank you, Rabbi Hirt. Mrs. Wurzberger, members of the family, the yeshiva, faculty and students and guests and friends. I rise to speak a eulogy over Walter Wurzberger with a broken heart. He was my friend, my colleague, member of Yeshiva University faculty and the RCA, and I knew Walter Wurzberger for more than 50 years, more than a half a century. He was an excellent rabbi. I recall in my early years of my rabbinate, he was a rabbi in Brookline. Was it Brookline or the Boston area? In Dorchester. So from anything west of the Hudson and north of Riverdale is all the same to a New Yorker. I recall that he was in the Boston area in Dorchester, where he had the opportunity to be close to the Rav, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, and they formed a strong bond. The Rav regarded him very highly. Then we went to Toronto. When he left to Toronto, I think, after all these years, it still has not gotten over its depression that Rabbi Wurzberger left his very distinguished congregation. And finally, his last years in the rabbinate in Far Rockaway. Rabbi Wurzberger was my successor as the editor of Tradition. I had founded it and kept it for about a year or two, and he took it over and kept it for many, many years. He was the co-author with me of a book that both of us tried together, A Treasury of Tradition. And for me, Walter Wurzberger was the ideal of a scholarly rabbi. He studied philosophy at Harvard, got his master's and doctorate in Harvard. He taught at Yeshiva College since 1967, which is a long tenure. But he was more than a teacher of philosophy. Walter Wurzberger was a philosopher. Ideas were real to him, almost as one might say artifacts of the mind. They had their own very solid reality. As a result, it affected his personality. He transcended pettiness. In all the years I knew him, I never found anything about him that might be described as petty. He lived and experienced great thoughts. He was a Rav, he was a Lamdan, and he was also a man of culture and a real serious thinker. I owe to him my interest in Chaim Volozhiner and the concept of Torah Lishma. I read an article that he had written, a rather short article on Chaim Volozhiner. I was intrigued, and as a result, I went into it, got my doctorate, and wrote a book or two about the subject. That was all the result of reading one article by Walter Wurzberger. Let me speak a bit about the scope of his intellect as I understand it. By referring to a Gemara in Bava Basra, it so happens in Nun Vav is, I think it's today's or tomorrow's Daf Yomi. The Talmud describes, and in Bava Basra speaks about purchase of property, real estate. And if a man has property and has held on to it for 3 years without challenge, then it is presumed to be his. This is called the Cheska Shel Lashonim. He has a chazaka, a presumption of ownership, if he has had it for 3 years without challenge to his authority. Then the Mishnah asked the following question. Now, in order for a man to say that he has 3 years of possession, he has to have proof. Proof in Jewish law means witnesses. Witnesses means two kosher witnesses. Kosher witnesses means not related. And the Mishnah describes an interesting case. The man challenges his ownership, and he brings witnesses. The witnesses are as follows. Three brothers. Each one testifies to another year of possession. Along with these brothers is one man who knows all 3 years. So the question is, do we regard each year separate? So we have one stranger and one brother, but they're not related to each other, so that qualifies. Then the next second year qualifies, and the third year qualifies. Or do we look at everything as one whole, in which case we have four witnesses, three of them related to each other, everything is disqualified. The Mishnah holds, and the Gemara following him, following the Mishnah, that you take each year separately. But what shall I do? One of the great Amoraim, that Tanoim, said, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, you don't take each segment separately, because dover v'lo chasi dover. You've got to take everything together. No halbarbites, no half measures. And looking at only one segment is a half measure, as chasi dover. I take this to mean that they disagree on the nature of the testimony. The Mishnah holds that each set of witnesses is focused on an individual year, and they are specialists. That is the only focus they have. And when they specialize in that one year, that has its own strength and its own reality. You don't have to combine them as one. But Rabbi Akiva differs. He, unless they see the whole process, unless they testify to all 3 years as a continuum, each one is disqualified and as if they offered no testimony at all. I have great respect for scholars and academicians who have a narrow focus. Without a narrow focus and specialization, you never come to the essence of a subject, and you discover things that the generalist or the synthesizer later is able to use. But Walter Wurzburger was not a highly focused individual or thinker who considered things in isolation. He saw things in context. He knew the ideational environment of ideas. He was broad. He was open. His curiosity and search of truth led him to take all learning in consideration. When he was spinning out his own theology, his own philosophy, his own machshava. And it is this which led him to certain policy decisions for himself and for those who followed him and for the Jewish community when he was in the RCA and in his preaching generally. It was a result of a large vision, a large hashgacha, rather than a technical application of clearly focused ideas or interests. I always noticed about my friend Walter Wurzburger, what shall I say, a certain sadness that was pervasive. Perhaps sadness is too much of a word, a gravitas, a heaviness, a seriousness. And I attributed that not to any personal predilection or problems at all, but rather to a kind of sobriety, a genuine seriousness that issues both from the process of intellection and rationation, and also from a kind of philosophic pessimism that afflicts those who take ideas very, very seriously. I often joke with him. I said, Walter, you're still carrying around your Weltschmerz. Weltschmerz is the German for the pain of the world. I said, you have to have very broad shoulders to suffer the pain of all mankind. His intellectual pain and suffering, to me, was a vindication of Kehelis, who said, Yosef Da'as, Yosef Machov. The more knowledge you have, the broader your vistas of knowledge, the greater the pain. And the pain is there. Indeed, there was something of a Kehelis about Walter Wurzburger. I often identified him with Kehelis. A sort of sadness and brooding about the world, about mankind, and one that caused him to mature in wisdom before he was really old enough to be wise. It was as if he looked into the human condition, and in that human condition, as he saw it, he vindicated the psak halacha of the Gemara. The Gemara in Erevah says that for 13 years or 11 years, I forget which, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai had a disagreement. It's a long disagreement. Shammai said that Noach lo la'adam shenivra mishelo nivra. It is better for a man that he had been created than having not been created. And Hillel said the reverse. No, Noach lo la'adam shelo nivra mishenivra. It would have been better for man not to be created than to be created. And after these years of dispute, nimnu v'garmu, the decision came by a vote that Hillel was right. Beis Hillel was right. That Noach la'adam shelo nivra mishenivra. it is better, easier, pleasanter, however you wish, for a man not to have been created than to be created. One wonders at this disagreement. There are no halachic consequences to it that I know of, but it is a philosophic difference. What Hillel was saying was what Kehelis was saying, that when you look into the human condition, when you plumb the depths of human misery and compare it to the heights of human joy and happiness, there's more misery than there is happiness. And therefore, Noach lo Adam shelo nivra. This is the kind of attitude that I suspect Rabbi Wurzburger had in his own thinking, and for which he often suffered from this Weltschmerz. It was not a personal thing, it was rather a human thing. And he was, by all means, a very human person. With his passing, we have lost a great and profound rabbinic thinker, a great and caring rabbi of Jews, a great and sensitive teacher, a great and kindly and wonderful human being. Tehei nishmaso tzvura.